This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Also ahead this week, the deadline for Congress to pass legislation to keep funding the federal government or face a shutdown. Time runs out midnight Friday. If another government shutdown does happen, the last one stretched from December 2018 into early 2019, essential services and mandatory programs would continue. Think Social Security and Medicare, border control and military operations, TSA checkpoints and air traffic control. But hundreds of thousands of federal workers would either be furloughed or required to come to work without pay. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now on what a shutdown could mean for the larger economy.
We've had government shutdowns before, including in 1995, 2013, and 2018. The first major economic impact we see, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics, is loss of income and a hit to consumer spending.
Obviously, it's a hardship on federal government employees because they don't get paid. Whether they go to work or not, whether they're essential or not, it doesn't matter. They're not going to get paid.
In previous shutdowns, that's affected about 850,000 federal workers. Joe Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM predicts if a shutdown happens this time around,
we would expect a 0.2% drag per week on GDP.
Though some of that economic activity would be made up after the shutdown ended and federal workers got back pay. Meanwhile, economic risks are already rising. Moody's downgraded its outlook on the U.S.'s credit rating on Friday. Mark Zandi can't comment on the agency's likely next steps, but he does have some predictions about what would happen in a prolonged government shutdown.
If it goes on for a month, 6 weeks, things start breaking. TSA workers, they just don't come to work because they go get other jobs because they have to pay the bills, or air traffic controllers. So the airports start getting clogged up and people get really upset at that.
The current fight over government funding and previous brinkmanship over the debt ceiling have damaged the U.S.'s reputation, says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Lack of governance prompted by the successive House Republican leaderships echoes Italy, Argentina, and other fiscal basket cases in a way we haven't seen in the past.
Posen warns there's a cost.
Increasingly, people are going to get worried, and there will be interest rate movements and therefore currency movements and flows of funds
out of the U.S. for other developed economies that appear more stable and better run. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.